After the Mabel, we know that Noach sent out some birds. Vatava Elov Hayoin Leis Erev, Vine Ali Zayas Taraf Befia. And the Yoina returned with an olive branch, Taraf Befia. Says Rashi, what's Taraf? Rashi says, Chataf, grabbed, ripped. Umedrash Agada, Taraf is Lashon Mazon. Like we know, Hatrifeni Lefchem Chuki. And the bird said, the Yoina said, Yum is a nice and merurin kizayis. I'd rather my food be as bitter as an olive, biyodesh al kadosh baruch from Hashem, v'loi mesukin kidvash, and not sweet like honey, bidei basar v'dam. So this Rashi is saying three things. Rashi is saying, number one, the pashup shat in taraf is grabbed, ripped. Number two, the Medrash Haggadah is that it means food. And number three, there's a lesson here that the Yoyin is teaching us, better have bitter food directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu than sweet food in human hands. Couple questions on this Rashi. Number one, if Taraf means food, why did Rashi need to also bring Taraf means Chataf? It means food anyway. It's not like the Medrash Haggadah isn't a way to learn the Pasuk. Why did Rashi first say, Pashup Pshat is grab, and the other Pshat is Taref, Nasan Lireyav, or Hatrifeni Lechem Chuki, Taref means food. What's wrong with learning that Vine Alizer is Taref Befiah, there was food in his mouth. Number two, why did the Yoina, if HaKadosh Baruch is providing him food, why did the Yoina deserve this punishment, that it's going to be bitter food? Why couldn't that Kadosh Baruch Hu have provided for the Yoina sweet food? So I saw Ramelech Biederman brings from the Divrei Yisrael, who's the first Majid Sarebbe. Ramelech Biederman brings that one answers the other, that the Yoina had emuna that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would get him the food, had the bitachin, but didn't trust that Kadosh Baruch Hu all the way. He felt the need to push it. He felt the need to get it before it was ready. He felt the need to grab, which means it was there. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you, but the Yoina didn't have the fullest of bitachin of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and had to be a little bit taken into his own hands. He had to do a little bit of his own actions, a little koichi v'etzim yadi. And that's why the food was bitter. That for a person to experience the full bitachin, the full sweetness, the full amount of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of you, you have to have bitachin all the way, and you can't push. You can't be pushy. You can't be deichik as hashah. You can't make it happen faster than it should. This is not to be confused with hishtadlus versus bitachin. Hishtadlus is hishtadlus. But once the area of bitachin reaches, once you're in the realm of bitachin, you can't be overly pushy. At a certain point, you have to accept the Rebbe Shlom is going to take care of me on his clock. The Rebbe Shlom is going to take care of me on his timetable. And that's how the Majid Sarebbe explains this pasuk that fits in all the parts of Rashi. Taraf is grab, and also it means food, and also it was bitter. A beautiful explanation of this Rashi. But the truth is, we see this concept, we need to say this concept, earlier in the parsha, in an equally shver Rashi. The pasuk tells us that Noach got onto the teva mipnei mehamabul. Noach got onto the teva mipnei mehamabul, because of the mabul waters. Rashi says, af Noach, Miktanei Amona Haya. Noach also vakelt sich. Noach also was wishy-washy. Maimon veinei maimon. He believed but didn't believe. Maimon sheyavei amabul. He believed that the mabul will come, but v'leinichnas l'teva ad sheyidchuku hamayim. Now this Rashi is extremely shver. Are you telling me Noach didn't believe? He just spent 120 years of his life, it's a long time, building the teva, in anticipation of the mabul, based on the Ribbono Shel Olam telling him what's going to happen. And you're calling him a maimon ve'enei maimon? You're calling him an enei maimon? And beside, What do you mean? What's this entire concept of maimon ve'ena maimon? Either you believe or you don't believe. If you believe it's true, then you're a maimon. If you deny it, you're a kaifer, then you're not a maimon. How do you have this middle of the road, this, you know, compromise type of bitachen, maimon ve'ena maimon? What's the pshat? The pshat is that there's bitachen and then there's bitachen. There's bitachen that, yeah, theoretically I believe. And then there's bitachen, that it becomes real. That bitachen by you is so real, is so clear, that it's going to happen, that it's as if it's here already. Your bitachen creates a reality. And we all know we deal with reality, we deal with facts on the ground, different than we deal with promises. Real bitachon, the higher level of bitachon, has to be bitachon that it is actualized by you and it has facts on the ground strength. For instance, just an example, the Gemara says that a person that doesn't believe in Tchiyas HaMesim won't have Tchiyas HaMesim. That's an example of this higher level of bitachon. If you believe in Tchiyas HaMesim, you've created a reality. You will have Tchiyas HaMesim. If you don't believe in Tchiyas HaMesim, if it's not a reality for you, then you will not have created your reality with your bitachon. Tchiyas HaMesim is when the amount of bitachon you have literally creates a reality, and if it created a reality, it will be there for you. In fact, this is how the Nayim Elimelech explains a shver set of psukim in Parshas Bahar. In Parshas Bahar, we're commanded about Shemitah, which we just started, and it says, V'nosna ha'aretz pirya, v'achaltem l'seiva v'yeshavtem l'veta halel. The land will give fruits, you will have enough fruits, you will be satisfied, and you will live securely on the land. Two psukim later, it says, V'tzivisi es brachasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be mitzava the bracha. What happened? Didn't it say two psukim earlier that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you? Why does it have to say V'tzivisi es brachasi? Says the Nayim Elimelech, because you're missing the pasuk in the middle. V'chitaymar manoicha b'shana ha'shviyas. That in the interceding pasuk, between the first pasuk that said it's going to be fine, and the second pasuk that said Hashem is going to have to give you a bracha, it wasn't real to you. You mouthed the question. What are we going to eat? Ooh. It's not real? You don't see it like the first pasuk promised? HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of you, but it requires another bracha. It requires another v'tzivisi es brachasi. Because the first bracha, I told you it's going to happen. It should have been real to you. You needed to ask. Ooh, the fact that you needed to ask, you didn't create your reality. You didn't create the facts on the ground. It wasn't real enough to you. HaKadosh Baruch says, don't worry, I'll take care of you. But it requires an additional bracha. V'tzivisi es brachasi. We see this yisayd from Tchiyas HaMesim, from Shemitah. We see this yisayd that there's bitachon and then there's bitachon. There's the level of bitachon that I hear, okay, good, I take the promise, and then there's the fact that, okay, it's real. That's maimon ve'enei maimon. Maimon ve'enei maimon is that, yeah, I believe it. I believe it enough to work 120 years, but it's not a fact on the ground, and therefore, I'm not getting on the table until the waters come. And that's the same yisayd we saw later in the parsha. It's the same yisayd we saw. That's the same you said we saw from the Yoina. That the Yoina, it grabbed. Real bitachon would be, not only am I believe you, I believe in your timing also. And if it's not ready yet, it's not ready yet. I don't need to push the hour. The second level of bitachon, which is maimon, ve'ena maimon, is begether taraf, is begether grabbing, is begether ripping, is because I believe, but I believe the timing's off. That's not perfect bitachon. Now, of course, this is an extremely, extremely high level of bitachon, extremely admirable, but it is the ideal level of bitachon. Good Shabbos. Good Chodesh.